Today, we've got some Christmas favorites with treatment from a high gospel soprano voice and light jazz-themed arrangements. It's Charlotte Ritchie's December.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes, memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
When you think of Christmas, you oftentimes think of children. In fact, the Oak Ridge Boys have a song about that that talks about children and Christmas time and just how special that is. So not only do we have a wonderful voice that has put her touch to Christmas, but we've also got her representing a young family with young kids and what Christmas means at the Ritchie house. I'm talking about Charlotte Ritchie, and Charlotte's with me today. Charlotte and her husband, Greg, have, three kids now, right?
Two kids. It feels like three. But we have two. Jaina is 4.
Wow. See, that's the thing. I just remember like yesterday you had a baby. And so I'm thinking Jaina, I'm thinking she's older, but I'm also thinking you guys have this baby still. Time has flown.
I know. Too fast. And then Landon is 9, and he's nearly as tall as I am. It's crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it is. Every time I see Landon, I do a double take because it can't be real.
I know. It's crazy.
I'm sure he does. Remembers the wide mouth frog jokes he used to tell when you were traveling with Jeff and Sherry.
Oh, yes. Yes. And what's funny, about 2 years ago, we were at a Gaither concert, and Bill mentioned to him about doing that joke. And Landon looked at me after Bill walked away, and he said, "Mama, the old Landon told the wide mouth frog story. The new Landon does not. And I am the new Landon." And he has not told it since.
That is funny. So let's talk about Christmas. You have a new project out, and we're going to talk some about that. But let's get down to the facts of the matter, ma'am, which are Christmas, when you have kids, it becomes about watching them, watching their eyes, watching the element of surprise that's always fun at Christmas, and then establishing new traditions. So when you and Greg got married, before you had kids, what was Christmas like as just a married couple versus the transition to being parents? Can you kind of give us a before and after?
Well, my family is all from Maryland, and Greg's family is from Mississippi. And so our vacations, our Christmas vacations were traveling. We would go to Mississippi first. In the time we lived in Georgia, so we would go from Georgia to Mississippi, then we would get in the car and drive all the way to Maryland to see my family,
wow.
And then we would drive back to Georgia. And that's kind of what we did. Since we've had children, we finally told everybody, said, "Hey, we cannot do that anymore." So thankfully and graciously, our families come to us most of the time. And now that we live in Tennessee, we live quite close to Greg's family. So my family will come in and visit. And then after Christmas, we go for a couple of days to Greg's family. So that has definitely been a huge, huge change for us. We get to spend more time at home and instead of on the road, you know.
Yeah.
It's been a good thing.
And there's an element, I'm sure, of when you were traveling to be a part of your family's Christmas, you were going into their element. You were going into their homes and participating in what was familiar to you, I'm sure, but you were doing that set of traditions, what you typically ate, how you exchanged the gifts, how you worked all that stuff, how you went to church, if that was involved in those trips. And then when you became the parents and you said, "Okay, we've got to establish some of our own things," did you kind of merge the best of both worlds?
Yes, we did. My family has a lot of traditions, and Greg's, they had a couple of things they did, but they weren't real big on tradition. Their family got together like Christmas Eve every year, and that was it. But my family, we had, like, even from decorating the tree, we had certain things that we did, and we had, you know, my mom and I were in charge of all of that, and my mom and I would do a lot of baking, and so I tried to incorporate a lot of that into our family, and my kids and I we bake so many cookies, it's crazy. But we, all different kinds, and they love to get involved and decorate the tree, all those kinds of things we've just really tried to establish with our children. And they love it. They look forward to it every year. And in fact, Jane and I were just talking a little bit ago about making cookies and what kind of cookies we were going to make this year. And so it's so much fun.
Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest.
Charlotte Ritchie and December. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
Let's peek into the project that we're listening to for a moment. And it's simply titled December, right?
Yeah.
And you've got some guests on here, including the Booth Brothers and Wes Hampton. And when you sat down to put the song list together and think about a Christmas project, what kind of went through your mind? Kind of walk through that process of, okay, we're going to do a Christmas project. Now what?
The first thing that entered my mind was it has to sound and it has to feel like Christmas, because there are a lot of artists that do Christmas projects and they don't feel like Christmas to me. They just feel like another project that they've put out, you know, and I wanted it to feel like Christmas. And Christmas music has always for me been like that big band jazz kind of element. You know, like your Bing Crosby's and Tony Bennett and that kind of a thing. And so that I knew I wanted, that's what the style I wanted the record to be. And, but I wanted it a little more intimate. So I wanted it to have that almost like a jazz club kind of feel, where you've got four instruments, four players with a singer in the middle. And that's what we went for. And just a real, real intimate kind of setting. And I'm just so proud of this record, because it's stylistically, it's some of my favorite music to sing, and plus I'm just a fanatic about Christmas, so it was just kind of merging those two things together for me.
It's December with Charlotte Ritchie, and you're listening to it here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful job when you're in town.
Christmas Sounds of the Season. December is the simple title of the project. I like that. Not too complicated. And that's something I think we all kind of yearn for when we think of Christmas. We look for more white space on the calendar so we can have time to just enjoy it and get out of the busyness of it. But Charlotte Ritchie has done a great job with this project. A lot of great classics on here. And let's talk about what you've done with Wes Hampton. I've heard so many people talk about this. You guys did a duet, right?
We did, and this is a new song. It's called The Song of Christmas, and I just absolutely flipped over the song when I heard it, and because it's hard to find new Christmas songs that really have that feeling like they should be a part of Christmas, you know? And it just talks about the birth of Christ and how Jesus came to bring us hope and joy. And that is the song of Christmas. And, you know, all of the sights and the sounds that we hear and see, you know, Jesus came to bring us hope and joy through all of those things. And so it's just a really cool song. And I, Wes and I have been friends for a long time, and we did a trip to Sweden back last summer. And, we were talking, I said, you know what? I want to do this song. I said, but I wanted to make it a duet. You wouldn't by chance want to sing it with me, would you? And he said, yeah, let's do it. And it's just turned out so, so beautiful. I just love it. Wes is an amazing singer.
Yeah.
And I just love what he did, what he added to it. I'm so proud of it.
It's the sound of falling snow as we hurry out to go, caroling with family and with friends. It's the laughter in the air by the fireside we share, sweet memories we've made throughout the years.
And as we gather close with those we love the most, we read the story of Jesus. Christmas time is here.
Can you hear it? The sound of peace on earth. It's the song of Christmas. Celebrate his birth. It's the call. Softly spoke his name as the angel chorus sang, announcing that our Savior had been born. And Joseph prayed to God above for this precious gift of love as he held the hope of heaven in his arms.
Shepherds spread the word, the greatest story ever heard, how God came down to save us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Can you?
Same year after year,
the sound of
song of Christmas.
Charlotte, wow. Charlotte Ritchie with Wes Hampton on that particular song. It's from Charlotte Ritchie's project December, and Charlotte's with us here on Daniel, Britt, and Friends.
Let's talk about Greg for a moment, because Greg can't be with us right now, but Greg, people know Greg. He's a wonderful drummer and studio guy and has a good history in gospel music too. When it comes down to Christmas, do you guys really get into the gift exchange with each other? Some couples do, and some couples just say, you know what, we have a mutual understanding that our Christmas gift is to pay off debt or just to survive or whatever. So what's that like as you two today as a married couple?
Well, it's funny because every year since we've had children, every year we start out saying, you know what, we really don't need to buy each other anything. Why don't we just get one gift and, you know, we'll just say it's, you know, we're giving it to each other. And then somewhere before Christmas actually arrives, we end up going back on that and we end up giving each other lists. And we go buy stuff for each other. So we start out, you know, with good intentions. But we do exchange gifts. And I think primarily because the rest of the year, we don't do a lot for ourselves. Our anniversary is close to Christmas.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just usually go out to eat or something like that. And the Christmas for us is just, I think it goes back to that traditional element, you know, for us. And, so the gift thing, it's just, I don't know, it's just special for us. And we do exchange. We do the list thing and all that.
I don't want to paint either one of you as being a bad guy in this question, but if one of you is Mr. or Mrs. Claus and the other one of you kind of goes into Christmas with a little bit of heels in the ground or, you know, and again, not kicking and screaming, but who is the little more hesitant to really get into the Christmas spirit?
Oh, you know what? Neither one of us. We're both pretty much gung-ho.
That's
which,
fun.
Again, is a good thing.
Yeah. Do you do lights? Does Greg go up on the ladder and put stuff up, or do you decorate the house all the way?
We decorate the house. We do a little bit outside, but not a lot. We'll do some, but we're not going crazy or anything like that.
Charlotte Ritchie and December is the project, and you're listening to it on Daniel, Britt, and Friends. By the way, you can learn more about this project, more about Charlotte, the tour schedule, and it's very simply her name, charlotteritchie.com, and it's RITCHIE.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. The holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jim. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well, the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that uses the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and we'll go for a walk as the hope of Jenna's and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start.
Charlotte Ritchie, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Charlotte's my guest today, and we're listening to songs from her new Christmas project, which is simply titled December. Charlotte, let's go back to the kids again, because I know they're growing up fast. As you look at them and you look at every year, obviously there are changes, and you know, as a mom and dad will do, because I've done it, you say, this may be the last year that they enjoy this part of Christmas, or that they are, mm-hmm. you know, and the gifts get more expensive and more techie and more elaborate as they get older. What do you remember as being just like picture perfect Christmas of their life so far? Was there a particular year where it was just, boy, you really knocked it out of the park as a mom for Christmas time?
Oh, goodness. That's a hard question because there are parts of every Christmas that are super special. I think, you know, probably the first Christmas that Landon really got into the whole deal, you know, I think it was very special for us. And the same with Jaina, because, you know, it's the beginning of their enchantment with Christmas, I think. And it's that for me is probably the most special. But yeah, we try to make it special. And with our family, we try to not only give gifts for each other, but we also try to give back to our community. And we also try to do things for others, who are less fortunate. And we, let the kids each pick something that they want to give to. And, we've done where they pick through their toys and they give toys, some toys that they don't play with anymore, but then some that they still, you know, really like. We take and we'll give them some Salvation Army, or we'll do the Angel Tree, where you buy food for a family who doesn't have any.
Yeah.
Just different things like that. And we've done the Shebop thing, and I think that's important, because our children learn to be grateful, and they learn to be thankful for what they have, and also to help others who are not as fortunate as we are.
Charlotte Ritchie, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Songs today from Charlotte Ritchie's Christmas project, simply titled December.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still streets.
Charlotte Ritchie is our guest here as we're thinking Christmas, playing music from her project December. Jaina is four, and let me get this right. At 4 years old, if I'm thinking correctly, she's probably big time into it. There's no skepticism. It's all about excitement on Christmas morning or Christmas Eve. And what are you anticipating most about this coming Christmas with her? And what's the biggest part for her, the presents or the food at her age?
Everything. Everything. The lights.
Yes,
yes. The smells. The she loves to shop for gifts. She loves to wrap the gifts. She loves to help me plan the Christmas dinner, because I have a big Christmas dinner at my house, and we have some of my family, and my family comes in, and she is totally in 100%. To all of it. It's so fun. And I think what's fun for Greg and I is to experience Christmas through their eyes, because, and especially Jaina, because she just has that look of wonder and amazement on her face at all times, you know, this time of the year. So it's like being a kid again. Mm-hmm. And I just love it.
You're not probably, if you're like most artists, typically at home on the weekend to participate with your local church. But at Christmas time, I imagine the tour dates get shut down early and you're sent home and you're happy about it. And you get to do some typical stuff that maybe you don't normally get to do. So tell me about what your church is like at Christmas. Do you guys have candlelight services? Is there something in particular that you enjoy doing with your church or in your community there?
Yes. Our church puts on a huge production. It would rival any major production, you know, in the area. It's just, yeah, it's amazing. And it's so fun to just get to go and sit and watch and listen and soak up, what they have to say and what they have to offer, because, and we travel so much, and I love it, and we're so thankful, so grateful that we get to do what we do. And every once in a while, it's so nice just to be a spectator, you know.
Yeah,
And Christmas time is the greatest time for that. And our church does a really, really good job at putting on a great performance for the community, and it's really, really a fun thing. And then we have some friends who we get together with them close to Christmas, not Christmas Eve, but, you know, like a couple days before Christmas, and we'll go caroling to like some of the local hospitals or nursing homes, and that's really fun too, because, you know, we just sing and get to spend time together, but then get to spend time with people, you know, who are just having our, you know, it's the holidays, but it's not the holidays like they would like to have it. So
yeah.
It's fun. That's become a tradition, too.
Charlotte Ritchie, here on Daniel, Britt, and Friends. Hearing about their traditions, their family of four young kids, and hearing songs from Charlotte's project, simply titled December.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light. Lay, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful
Charlotte Ritchie is here on Daniel Britt and Friends. The project is December, and of course, it's Sounds of Christmas. And I got to say, there are times when being either a control freak or a guy who just likes a routine, the Christmas, when I look at it on the calendar from far away, I think, oh boy, here we go again. And then never fails. And I've heard other guys you might call Scrooge would say, yeah, I'm not really into it until you get to Christmas Eve. And there is something about the 24th. When it finally settles in, either the last few moments that the shopping malls were open or at the part where you're at the candlelight Christmas Eve service and you realize, you know what, if I've blown it and I haven't bought the perfect gift, it's too late. Deal with it and we're here. Just enjoy it. There's something about Christmas Eve, Charlotte. And so paint the picture through your eyes, even through the smells of Christmas and whatever it may be. It's chaos. Maybe it's just leading up to the moment when you're all holding hands around a table. What is the day of Christmas Eve, the 24th, as it progresses through that day and into the evening as the sun starts to set? Kind of lay out what is pretty much typical from year to year.
Well, usually Christmas Eve, I am wrapping presents at the last minute, and I every year have good intentions and never ever happens to have all my gifts wrapped, you know, before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But I'm usually wrapping presents and trying to make last minute plans. But then somewhere in the evening, we sit down with the kids and we read the Christmas story, and we always give our kids a gift on Christmas Eve, and it's always a new pair of pajamas.
Yeah, yeah. We do that too. That's funny.
Yes.
Christmas
and
pajamas.
So they'll open that, and that's what they wear to bed that night. And we'll sit down on the sofa together, and usually have a couple hot chocolate and just breathe. Just breathe. And you can feel this sense of peace and calm and tranquility settle in. And that for me is a sweet, sweet moment, because in all our year, 98% of our year is crazy and chaotic. But that time on that day, you really truly can feel that peace and serenity that Christmas is, if we'll allow it to be. And I just love that. It's one of my favorite moments of the season.
Charlotte Ritchie. December is the title of her Christmas project, and we're sampling it here this hour on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Christmas future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here to to us.
This is Daniel Britt and Friends, today with Charlotte Ritchie.
We've listened to a lot of great songs, and I want to go back to a song we played, Jingle Bells, obviously, with the Booth Brothers. You can't let that pass. Mm-hmm. We talked about the special guest. So talk briefly about the Booth Brothers, how much fun that was. Trio of guys, and you get to be the lead vocal, and they get to sing back up.
I love the Booth Brothers. Jim Brady and I go way, way back. I mean, we have known each other for a very, very long time. And at some point, if you want some fun stories, you could talk to me and I could tell you stuff on Jim, and Jim could probably tell you some stuff on me. But those guys, Ronnie and Michael and Jim are just great guys, and they sing so great. And I just have always loved Jingle Bells, but I wanted a really cool arrangement, and I loved Bing Crosby's arrangement of Jingle Bells with the Andrews Sisters. And I thought, I wonder if anybody's ever done it where there's been a female lead and male backup singers. And I've not yet heard one. And I thought that would be so fun. And it was immediate as to who I wanted to do those backup vocals. And they graciously agreed, and we have had a blast. We've been doing it. I'm on tour. We've been on tour together a little bit, and we've been doing this, and it is just a blast. We're just having so much fun.
It translates through the recording. It's great.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Ritchie.
Are you ready to sing a little Jingle Bells?
Yeah.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what a lot of fun, what a lot of fun to ride and sing in a one-horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow,
we're dashing
in a one-horse open sleigh.
One-horse sleigh.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
This is Daniel Britton, friends.
Oh, you better watch out. Better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice. He's gonna know who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Yeah, you better watch out. Better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming to town. Yeah.
Some fun sounds of Christmas with Charlotte Ritchie here on Daniel Britt and Friends. By the way, Charlotte's history, you know, goes back to, the Neelands, when she was Charlotte Penhallow and sang with the Neelands. That's, I guess, my earliest remembrance of being introduced to her on a stage. And then to the Easters, Jeff and Sherry Easter, where Greg was playing drums. She was singing that soprano part, and a spark was lit there, and then a marriage, and then the kids, and now we've been hearing a lot about Christmas traditions and a lot from her project, December, which is Charlotte Ritchie, solo, Christmas, wonderful sounds. But I've got a bonus song here we're going to throw in that is not from that album. Instead, it's from a Brooklyn Tabernacle Christmas with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir out of Brooklyn, New York. And this song features Charlotte on the lead. It's The Lullaby and Christmas Day on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Oh, to sleep, little one, it won't be long till the morning. Close your eyes and dream a while, my precious little child.
All is still.
That's Charlotte Ritchie with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir from a project called Brooklyn Tabernacle Christmas. Just a bonus track we thought we'd throw in this hour, as we've been hearing mostly from Charlotte's solo Christmas project simply titled December.
And again, I want to remind you, you can get all of this at charlotteritchie.com. CharlotteRitchie.com, R-I-T-C-H-I-E. And of course, keep up with her and Greg and Landon and Jaina. And you guys are just a cool family. I love it whenever we cross paths. And thanks for taking time in the busyness of not only your wedding anniversary that falls in December, but also, of course, Christmas and all that that comes with it, to take time to be with us here.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas, Charlotte.
Merry Christmas to you.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews, again, online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.